Grace and peace be yours this day from Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. The text upon which I would like to meditate shortly this morning is recorded in John's first epistle, chapter 4, beginning with verse 13 and concluding the end of the chapter, which serves as the theme for this week in our chapel services. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his own Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. And this is love perfected with us, that we have confidence for the day of judgment, because he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. And so if anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment then we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. To many of our congregations this month and next, we celebrate mission festivals and evangelism festivals. And we try to gear our people up for the spreading of the word and the gospel throughout the world, and of course that is most proper and indeed necessary to do. But we often overlook one of the major arenas of mission, when we overlook those who live among us, our own brethren, indeed our fellow Christians. The problem, I think, is that we tend to limit mission to the idea of spreading the gospel in order that conversions may come about. Again, absolutely proper and necessary. But it's not my focus this morning, and it's not quite the focus of this text. For John, perhaps more than any other writer of the New Testament, understands mission as nothing other than the sending of Christ to the world, and describes the life of the church in no other terms as the coming of Christ. And so it's not by mere accident, let alone a literary formation, but the particularity of John's own perspective and message that we have in our text, characteristic of John's whole gospel and all of his epistles, and indeed the Revelation, that he interweaves that which God has done and that which characterizes Christians among themselves. If God has loved you, love one another. He who says he loves God but hates his brother is a liar. He who loves God will love his brother. We love because he first loved us. Gospel, God has loved you in Christ Jesus, come in the flesh. Exhortation, love one another. And not exhortation in this sense that you will do this out of some sort of gratitude, but exhortation in the sense that you will in fact love your brother precisely because God loves you. And to fail to do so is not for John simply a lack of will. It's participation in the devil, the liar. John's earnest. It is interesting how these exhortations come in the context of a basic thrust that we must confess Jesus has come in the flesh. And therefore the Christian life is not psychologized. It doesn't become a thing of the mind. Nor is it reduced to intentionality. The life of the Christian must be fleshly as his Lord is fleshly. And the things of God then must be shown forth in the flesh because the Lord of the church is God in flesh. And therefore we love one another by our deeds. Not in some fluttering of our heart, but in our actions. God works as, if you will, flesh toward flesh. The flesh of God's own incarnate Son toward the flesh of the neighbor. And that's how the Christian life is too. Our flesh redeemed because it was plunged into the death and resurrection of Christ. And now that redeemed and holy flesh in service to the neighbor. We mission also to one another because we have been taken up into that divine movement of God toward the world. May God so come in his mercy and favor that we become merciful and look with favor upon one another. In Christ's name, amen.